It's time to open the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm your DJ, DJ Frederick. Thank you. You found the Radio Thrift Shop celebrating shortwave, AM, FM, and community radio. This is DJ Frederick broadcasting like it's 1969. Now, the Radio Thrift Shop is a work in progress. On any given week, you might hear folk, jazz, easy listening, indie music, forgotten 45s, and library music. And indeed, this is the library music edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. So join me digging deep into the crates in search of obscurities of musical delights. A little preview of music that would be right at home on my new show, Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. That was the Kooky Freeman original Velvet Sound with Count of the Lights of San Francisco. Before that, the Bluebirds with Keep Cool from 1973, and we started off with Mr. Sid Dale and Medieval a la Mode.
Exploring Science in the Sea. The Pacific coast of South America is a bit like a medieval castle surrounded by a moat. The castle is the Andes Mountains, which hug the coast. And the moat is the Peru-Chile Trench, a gash in the ocean floor that's miles deep. Castle and moat were built by the motions of two of the plates that make up Earth's crust. The Nazca Plate, which makes up part of the floor of the Pacific Ocean, is sliding under the South American Plate, which makes up most of the continent. The Peru-Chile Trench marks the boundary between the two, the zone where the Nazca Plate disappears. The trench is about 3,700 miles long and averages about 40 miles wide. Its deepest spot, known as Richard's Deep, bottoms out at a depth of more than 5 miles. The motions of the two plates are a bit herky-jerky. As Nazca slides eastward at a couple of inches per year, it scrunches up the edge of South America, forming the Andes. It also scrunches up sediments in the trench, cementing them to the edge of the South American plate. The Nazca plate sometimes sticks a bit, then releases with a massive jolt. That creates powerful earthquakes. In fact, the strongest quake ever recorded in 1960 was centered along the Peru-Chile Trench. That quake caused massive damage in Chile. It also created a tsunami that raced across the Pacific Ocean. It killed hundreds in Chile and hundreds more elsewhere. Destruction caused by the continued building of South America's moat and castle. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to homemade, homegrown music here on WSCS and online at classicalwscs.org. It's the Radio Thrift Shop, the Library Music Edition. Let's dig into the crates.
Thank you.
Mr. Sven Eliebeck with The Kimberleys from his Australian Suite LP. Before that, Michael Garnet with Flower Dance. And we started that lovely set off with Milan Pilar and a tune called April. This is DJ Frederick, celebrating 21 years on the airwaves here at WSCS. Every so often, I like to go through some recent shortwave loggings, some music and radio stations that you may have not heard of before. But if you have a shortwave radio, these are easily tuned in with a good antenna. So, recently broadcasting on 4015 kHz in the upper sideband, there was Wolverine Radio with a program of all Beatles music. And on 4070 kHz, the Texas Radio Shortwave was heard on January 20th with contemporary dance music. And 4122 kHz on USB, KNEW and Zeke's Attic were heard playing Bob Dylan, with Zeke talking about music and Martin Luther King Day. He played Abraham, Martin, and John, and lots of rock music. Also, on 9420 kHz, the Voice of Greece, playing some beautiful Greek folk music with an astounding signal. You can pretty much hear 9420 kHz all day and all evening long. Just dust off your shortwave, tune around, and see what you can hear.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Jail is a pretty odd place to try to win the United States presidency from, but in 1920, that's exactly what Eugene V. Debs tried to do. After the infamous Pullman strike, which gained Debs national notoriety for his refusal to abide by a federal injunction, Debs founded the Socialist Party in the United States and made a presidential run in 1908, 1912, and 1920, the last of which was his most successful, with nearly 1 million votes. He had to run from behind bars in 1920, however, because of his determined anti-war stance. During World War I, Debs was a highly visible and vocal pacifist. On June 16th of 1918, he delivered a famous anti-war speech in Canton, Ohio. He was arrested because of the speech and convicted in federal court in Cleveland, Ohio, under the wartime espionage law. As a result, Debs ran his 1920 presidential campaign from behind bars. In 1921, President Warren G. Harding pardoned Debs. Debs would spend the rest of his life trying to recover his health, which was severely battered while in prison. He still wrote numerous articles and made several speeches until, in 1926, when he was admitted to the Lanthar Sanatorium just outside of Chicago. Years ago, Debs famously declared, "I recognized my kinship with all living beings and made up my mind that I was not one bit better than the meanest on earth. I said then, and I say now, that while there is a lower class, I am in it. While there is a criminal element, I am of it, and while there is a soul in prison, I am not free." Federal prisoner number 9,653 received nearly 1 million votes for President of the United States. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
Listening to the smooth sounds of the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Thank you.
Thank you.
from 1977, Albert Verrecchia with Ritmo Moderno. And we started off with Corviria and Long Way to the Sun. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Library Music Edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, reminding you that all of our programs are archived online at radioforall.net. That's radio, the number four, all.net. You can also find us on Facebook. Just look for the Radio Thrift Shop group. Got a little bit of time for another library tune or two. Here's Alan Morehouse.
Thank you. places, just for groups. I wouldn't go for the regular boys.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, which is program number 498. This is DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening, and coming up soon, we have episode number 500. So please stay tuned for that. I'm here every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. here at WSCS and streaming online at classicalwscs.org.